Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Indeed, this week, singular councillor in Tracy Mile Holland, so catching up again for the second week in a row, and we started our discussion by talking about her transition from the faux local board to Auckland Council and what she has changed in her approach for the bigger scale.
The change and transition from being elected and chair of the local board at faux to the governing body is quite a difference. And the difference is in terms of how I work. There are a lot more hours involved in the processes that take place for governing body. There is a substantial amount more reading and report. So the decision making at the governing body is different in that while there's inclusion from local boards and participation at local boards, and there should be, because that's on the ground representation, the governing body is a environment whereby I've had to adapt in that it's a new group of elected members, so new people to build relationships with, although I did in the past work for Manukau Council and for Waitakere as a bureaucrat, so I'm pretty aware of some of the processes, and then I'd met a lot of the people already. So in terms of staff and the elected members, I already had met some and had worked with some in the previous capacity, which meant that for me it was an easier transition in that regard of getting to meet people on the governing body. Now in terms of processes, you know, the standing orders are fairly similar in that, you know, there is legislated requirements, so it's working through that process. The change that I found is that there is a lot more interest from the public at the governing body level, and probably a lot of criticism targeted towards councillors versus at the local board environment and space. Because I'm independent, not part of a political party, that to me has always been a very strong and appropriate way to move into the governing body. And I am really blessed, and I am grateful to be elected, considering there was a long-standing councillor here previously. So I'm grateful for that. But what it means being independent is I don't have to be in a situation where I'm being forced on decision-making or group decision-making. I am independent so I can represent the views of the wider community. And I think for everyone that's a critical thing for us to be doing. Now, whilst there is an entitlement and a legal entitlement for elected members to be part of a party, I'm comfortable in that my role with CNR means that I do have a voice, a wider voice across the Tamaki Makaurau and my ward. So knowing that in the governing body, it means that when I come in, I'm able to be more fluid in terms of decision making and giving the views of people in varied opinions and across a wide range of communities. So I think that is also a great experience that I've had versus my term on the faux as a chair.
Expanding on the idea of different scales and being further from community, perhaps, we continued by talking about how she remains involved in her community and how a councillor balances involvement in their ward without creating a conflict of interest. Although a difficult task to maximise one and minimise the other, Tracy Mulholland suggests being transparent in her role and communicating her interests as the best way for a cast of councillors with ever-evolving involvement and interests to do the best job in both worlds.
So I have no issues with conflict of interest in terms of an interest I have in these areas of economic development and growth through bids. And I don't think anyone's going to object, and I've declared my interest in the Westland Gardens, where I'm helping older community to support the gardens to stay in the public space. Now, it's not owned by council, but it's an incorporated society. In terms of, is there a conflict there? Only if they were being funded. So I declare that, and I would abstain from a vote on that and participating. With regards to my views and opinions on, say, bids, where we meet a policy threshold, that's fine. Where we don't, I will actually even object to it, and I did that recently, where I said if it doesn't reach a threshold, then, you know, we've still got to keep within policy, because that was the previous councils that agreed to processes. Whilst I'm doing extra education and beekeeping, I will share that too. So I will declare, because I believe that the group may have been involved in some funding in the past. So someone may see it as a perceived conflict. I wouldn't vote on where they might apply for funding or be involved in that process. So I think it's really clear to people that of course we're going to have interest. The governing body, what I'm seeing with the four new members, and we have been chairs, is that we do bring a different perspective. Obviously, there is there's more orientation towards that diversity, what's happening in the environment, what's happening in the community space, and what's happening in the business economic development space. Because that's, that might be, say, the environment, where we have some councillors who are staunchly involved in, you know, care for the environment in terms of their area of particular interest, and they have cleared an interest. It might be that they have involvement with Forest and Bird or some other group. Now, I think, you know, that's fine. So long as the declaration is made and people know and we have awareness, you know, I think it's sensible to do that. A lot of councillors and a lot of elected members across the whole of Tamaka Nakoda, that they do have groups of interest, whether it's education or whether it's through community or church groups, whether it's business groups, and every elected member that I am aware of has some interest somewhere. And you have to have some involvement with community and community groups or areas of interest so that people actually know you. Otherwise, if you have no interest and you're not involved in community, then how would you be known? If you're not involved in your community and in community groups and participating, then how are you engaging at a ground level? And for me, ground level and doing the hard mahi on the ground and working with the people, that's how you get the views and opinions of the people you're representing.
That was Councillor Tracy Mulholland talking about her transition from local board chair to ward councillor and maintaining community involvement despite a conflict of interest or despite a conflict of interest. If there are any local board or local politics related issues that you want to hear discussed with the local councillor on the radio waves in the coming weeks, don't hesitate to get in touch with us. But that is City Counselling for another week.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.